Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big and ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And five.
Hey.
Four.
Hey.
Three.
Hey.
Two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin Stage. She's...
That's your angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2024. Welcome to the bonus. We got some stuff to talk about. Today we got Kev on TMZ. We got Tesla robots. We got J. Cole releases a song. I wouldn't say strikes back, but he releases a song.
He addresses the situation.
Addresses the situation.
He's part of the song.
Yeah, we got Young Philly charged with very serious crimes in Australia.
Isn't that great?
And that's probably all we'll be able to cover on the bonus. Maybe Beyonce, Piers Morgan, and Jaguar, right? If we have time. So let's hop in.
Jump in.
Jump in. Jump out. Turn yourself about. I said jump in. Jump out. Introduce yourself. My name is Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin.
Yeah.
People call me Kevin.
Yeah. Because
my name is Kevin. Roll.
Yeah.
So if you've been following me this week, I started my campaign, my cameo campaign.
Yes.
Brilliant work, people are saying. People are saying it. I'm not saying it.
Everybody's saying it.
I am saying it's highly effective.
Yeah.
As a person who watches the numbers, it's high, way higher than posting a flyer or just saying, come to my tour. Way higher, more effective.
What made you come up with this idea?
I'm going to tell you what it is and what it was.
Tell us what it is, Kevin, what it was.
One, you can't do flyers. Okay? The show hasn't happened. I got to get to the first weekend of the show when Josh can do the reel.
Yeah.
Oh. Then people are like, oh, Kev's on tour. Right? But in order to get there, you gotta go awareness plays. Okay? You gotta let them know you're even on tour. Right? So I said, how can I get people to watch this video of me talking about a tour? There's nothing really exciting. I don't want to give away the jokes yet. So I said, I'll purchase some cameos. Have celebrities of all different types.
Your brain just jumped over there.
I on it, and this is no hyperbole,
so
no
specific.
Joke. I think God jumps and drops ideas in my head.
I agree.
I literally don't. The idea was just like, get some celebrities to do it because people recognize a celebrity. They're more likely to stop and listen no matter what. Uh-huh. No matter what they say. It's a face they recognize and it's on my page. They're going to be like, what is Kev up to?
Right.
Right. In general, people will just be like, what is this? All you need, I just need to hold you for 3 seconds. If I can hold you for 3 seconds, you're more likely to do it. And then what I didn't anticipate was how many people see Kev on stage and pronounce anything other than that.
You didn't know that?
No.
There are people who are fans of you that still cannot say your name.
They say Kevon.
Kevon.
Oh, I love that Kevin on stage.
Boy, when I tell you. So Redman was the perfect drop one because he said everything, but he was the most Redman. And then it was like, so now after a couple, it was like, how is Kevin doing this? By now, people know what Cameo is. They understand that I paid for them.
And thank you, because people started purchasing more and more Cameos of mine. I said, why am I getting
really?
So many Cameo requests? I said, because of Kevin's tour. Thank you.
Wow.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah. Yeah. So and now people are like, who is he going to have next? I probably will run out before the end of this week. I'm bored of it now. I get bored very easily.
Oh, the way you move on is should be studied.
That's, we're out.
Listen, this is why we're ecstatic. Here's the thing, still here.
Yeah, listen,
we know
every
you
week.
Got bored, but I also don't mind guilting you. Oh, God, I'll bring these kids here.
Amar, are you hungry? Well, Uncle Kevin done canceled the show.
He got bored.
See what's left in the cupboard.
More gruel for you.
But go ahead.
So yesterday, I'm actually at the church.
About to leave.
About to leave the church. We just shot like 6 promo videos that I was going to parse out week to week. And that's actually all the Cameo was supposed to buy me some time until this week. And then I was going to release one of these a week until Thanksgiving, then whatever, whatever. Mel texted me in our family group chat and was like, Kev, why are you on TMZ? And I was like, what? Picture of Ice-T, link to Ice-T. And I'm like, oh, she, like, somebody's being funny. Like, somebody made a thing. I clicked that doggone link. I said, oh, wait, no, this real, wait, why is, okay, maybe there's some mistake. It was the most, it had to be nothing going on in TMZ that day.
No, no, no. Stuff could have been going on. No. This is interesting. That was the one, when you showed me the list, he was one of the people that I was most excited about because it feels even more random than a Kenny G.
You think so? Kenny G seemed way off. And I couldn't believe Kenny G played the sax.
He played the sax. I said, oh, man. Kenny G. He
did that. Man, I was like, I thought he might hold it. I never thought he would play.
You know what? You know what people were hitting him for?
Hey, that's true. Know. You know what you mean.
What's his face?
Oh,
yeah.
Dougie,
yeah, you better boo-da-boo-da-boo if I'd have gave you this money, nigga. I don't need to hear your talking voice.
But, yeah, so the TMZ article just recapped it. Like, Ice-T, what he said. He was like, hey, I'm in the Bahamas. I think they said Hurricane Helene, which I don't. I think it's Milton.
Milton, I think.
Yeah, I think Helene was a couple weeks ago, the one that did a lot of damage to Asheville. Yeah. But, you know, who listens to TMZ for correct reporting? The fact, and they posted it on TMZ, they tweeted it, they put it on Instagram. The article has the flyer in it.
Yeah. And I said,
yes.
Oh, that
promotion.
You can't. I said, you can't buy that.
You can't plan that.
You can't plan. And if I could, I would. But I could not have said, I got to get away to get on TMZ. I would have thought it had to be something like, you know, scandalous. Not just he kept going on tour in these churches, but
listen.
Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Mm-hmm. I said in my video today, I thank God I'm on TMZ for what I do, not what I've done.
Okay, come on.
You're popcorning, kid.
Yeah, you are. Popcorning. Yeah! You popcorn, good. What celebrity would you have loved to have been on Cameo?
That I paid for or just?
That ain't one there that you wish if they would have.
Oh, that ain't?
Yeah.
Man. Well, I'll tell you one that I paid for, but they didn't do it. Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy had a parentheses, Big Draco.
And you should
tell him. I just got the thing and said, Big Draco couldn't do yours in time. I said, oh, Big Draco.
Big Draco.
I would have loved the Big Draco.
Go on. He be on TikTok doing lives. Get on his live.
Hey, Big Draco. Get on stage. What you think about talking to me?
Was Ray J on there?
Ray J was on there. Oh, I would have went for Ray J tough.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been like, break the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Man, because to me, the more random, the more successful. Not mm-hmm. like famous. Mm-hmm. Random is doing much better than like famous.
Oh, good. Solid. That's a good crack. Jesus.
Who is somebody that we would be like?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
The other one that I wanted, I know that's not what you ask. The Undertaker ain't on Cameo no more, but he was doing his in full wrestling gear.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't have cared about the tour. You just would have been happy that
he said Kevin Stage. Probably The Rock. If I got somebody like The Rock, he could cut a promo.
Sold out. If you got The Rock,
man, he could cut a promo. Stanley from The Office, he owed me that bread. I would love to get Stanley.
There's a lot of people from The Office.
I know. I asked them. Oh,
they didn't.
I think Dolly Parton would be a great random.
Dolly Parton would be great.
That would be good.
That would be a great random.
That would be so good.
Kev on stage.
Hi, Kev on stage. Well, Jolene won't be at your show. If she won't be there, I might be. Blacks love Dolly.
Yeah.
They love that old Dolly Parton's.
She's been a good time.
She's been a good time. All right, let's move on.
Moving on.
Tesla. Actually, that's not what we had next. Hold on.
Time